So you've got everybody and their mother running for president. You've got these wildfires in Canada. We've got our Indianapolis issues. I'm going to get into a series of those coming up in a little bit, including also what is happening around the country with parents standing up for their kids and saying, we decide, not you. School boards must be broken in two, and school board members who are against parents must be thrown out. What happened at Hamilton Southeastern Schools is refreshing. It has to happen everywhere, including Carmel, where my kids go, including your school district. These people don't care about children. The people screaming you're banning books, they're the enemy. They don't even know what they're talking about. But if you're saying a book that depicts explicit sexual acts for eight-year-olds, we're not going to let that happen? Yeah, we're not going to let that happen. We don't give a damn if you're happy. We're willing to fight you. And you've seen some fights happen. Get it straight. Parents are ready. And if you Antifa goon mob bastards think you can intimidate parents, you don't understand how this is going to work. We're going to break you. That is, of course, if we can just break liberal white women first. Because, man, they are the worst. Tony Katz today. It's good to be with you. Yes. Yes. Liberal white women will let these mobs take their kids. You're awful. You've got this weird guilt thing going on, and you figure everybody else has to suffer because you can't control your emotions. You're really awful. Yes, I'm talking to you. What are you going to do? Complain? Tony at TonyKatz.com. Knock yourself out. My program director is David Wood. Have a nice day. It's just fact. We see it play out all over the country. I have found the enemy, and the enemy is liberal white women. Oh, my gosh. Because they're... Could you imagine telling other groups and other peoples, other populations, the othering of America? Look, I'm not the guy who's doing it. They're doing it. Yes, your child has to be subjected to pick the thing. You don't have a say. Only liberal white women can feel guilty enough to be like, oh, whatever you say, up, they're not my kids, up, they belong to all of us, up, I've been treating them wrong, I've been teaching them wrong, clearly I'm the enemy, I'm the bigot, I hold these bigotries, I don't understand my privilege, and go through, and everyone else looks at him and is like, can you believe this is working? Those are the facts. Those are the facts. I apologize for nothing. They deserve what they get. The hate, the derision, the people who are pushing the sexualization of children and then willing to get into fist fights, like we saw in schools in California and other places. Well, understand, parents are going to fight back. Non-liberal white women parents are totally going to fight back. And when Antifa comes in, because you just hate gay people, bunch of schmucks. But I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm getting my head ahead of myself. Let me hit the thing. The popcorn moment. Let's go. It's the story you need to hear to believe. Then grab your popcorn, because there is more. We're forgetting the fact that Joe Biden is still president of the United States, and Joe Biden and his team say a lot of weird things.
Name me one.
Well, I'll name you many. I'm happy to do it. Corinne Jean-Pierre is confused as to why anybody would send illegal immigrants from Florida or from Texas to California.
Thanks, Corinne. Does the White House have a position on whether Florida sending migrants to California or any other state for that matter is amounts to false imprisonment and kidnapping of those migrants.
So one of the things that you've heard me say this multiple times from here is about what these political stunts and what they mean. They're dangerous and they're unacceptable. I said this yesterday and I'll say this again. And we've seen them happen over the last couple of months, and all they do is cause confusion. And why is it they want to cause chaos and confusion? It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, let me try and help you, Corinne Jean-Pierre. Your team won't do anything about securing the border, and you think that Texas and New Mexico and Arizona and, yes, California and Florida and other places just have to take it. You just have to take it. These people aren't coming to Texas. They're coming to the United States. So why shouldn't they end up in Sacramento or New York or Martha's Vineyard? Why not? Why shouldn't these sanctuary cities and sanctuary states, these good and decent people, take in everybody? These people coming from Nicaragua or Colombia or El Salvador or anywhere else aren't coming to Texas. They're coming to the U.S. So that's where they go. So it is not a stunt. It is sharing the responsibility that belongs to a nation, Corinne Jean-Pierre. I am a big believer, as you know, in not getting overly worked up, focusing on the issues, explaining it properly, and then working a better plan. But yeah, it's just gross every time she opens her mouth and pushes this nonsense on you. The border is Joe Biden's fault. It is an undebatable subject, if only because immigration policy is under the purview of the president. Which is why I oppose courts telling Donald Trump he couldn't do X, Y, or Z. He's the president. Of course he can. And he should have not listened to the courts in that situation. Goodbye. And done what he needed to do as president. There are places where you do listen to the court. Specifically the Supreme Court. But some lower court decides, oh, no. You can't change DACA. It was created by executive order. I'm president. I can't change it. Of course I can. Go raise an army and stop me. Have a nice day. You sign it, you're done. Oh, that's an argument that makes people nutty. Because they all think, well, the courts could do it. What kind of silliness? What kind of silliness? Some activist judge decides he doesn't like something and therefore the duly elected president can't do the job that the duly elected president was elected to do? That sounds silly. Speaking of sounding silly, Corinne Jean-Pierre.
Today, the Council of Economic Advisors released a blog showing grocery inflation is indeed slowing, with prices of eggs and produce such as vegetables and fruit falling in recent months. As you know, grocery prices rose because of the global supply chain bottleneck and unforeseen supply shocks like avian flu and war in Ukraine and also poor weather.
Grocery prices did not rise just because of global supply chains and avian flu. Although you can argue avian flu has done some things, especially on eggs. You can argue that Ukraine would seriously prevent fertilizer and other things getting in to the United States. The idea that it isn't an inflationary pressure put forth by bad policy by the Biden administration. I mean, that's just not taking responsibility for things. But with the prices of eggs and produce, such as vegetables and fruit, falling in recent months. Produce such as vegetables. She said these words. She said these words.
The prices of eggs and produce such as vegetables. And produce such as vegetables and fruit. And produce such as vegetables and
fruit. Produce such as vegetables and fruit. I didn't know there was any other produce. Usually the produce gets listed. Matt Bear has traffic.